This gallery space is darker than the previous space, as there is less natural light. The walls are painted dark green, and the artworks are spotlit. It's a smaller room with two glass display cases full of historic objects against two of the walls. This artwork is an intricately woven rectangular tapestry measuring 3 meters tall by 2.5 meters wide. It's behind another wooden interpretation panel on which you can feel a tactile piece of fabric that gives you an idea of how the tapestry is woven. The tapestry itself is vibrantly colored with blue, red, and golden thread. In the center, there is a scene of a fleet in a storm at sea, attacked and defended by battling figures representing gods and goddesses. On the left, an angry male figure in a blue robe is standing on a grassy bank. He aims a spear at the ships and holds a rope in his other hand, which releases a door. Underneath, the heads of 3 children emerge, holding bellows that they point towards the fleet. A second male figure, dressed in a red robe, appears on the right, borne on a sea chariot drawn by 2 horses. Behind them, there are many wooden ships struggling in the thrashing ocean. Above, 2 flying female figures, one in red and one in blue, look down onto the scene. The figure on the right carries a scepter. The figure on the left pours calmer waters onto the sea. The tapestry is edged by a red banner and intricate gold floral detailing with medallions of classical warriors. Brett tells us more about what's going on here.
Juno, the queen of the gods, in the top right, has commanded Aeolus, ruler of the winds, pictured on the left with a spear, to raise a storm to destroy Aeneas's ships. The winds are depicted as 2 boys with bellows in the bottom left. Neptune, god of the ocean, intervenes on the right in his chariot to calm the storm. Aeneas was a prince who'd survived the famous Trojan War despite being on the losing side, fleeing Troy with a small fleet and ending up at the court of Dido, queen of Carthage, in North Africa. Aeneas and Dido fall in love. But the gods of the ancient world call Aeneas away from Carthage to fulfill his destiny as the founder of a great new civilization that would become the Roman Empire. In the 1500s, there was a particular group of artists working in Northern Europe whose skills were prized perhaps more than any other. Highly skilled weavers ran workshops that produced the most important artworks of the 16th century.
Hello, my name is Kate Orfer and I am a tapestry conservator.
Kate is here to tell us more about the history of this particular tapestry.
This tapestry is from a set of 5 tapestries woven around 1525. The tapestries were designed and woven in Brussels, and due to their irregular sizes, may have been made to fit a specific location. This tapestry is finely woven, 15 warps per inch, with a wool warp and wefts of wool, silk, and silver gilt metal threads. The weaving is of a high quality, with lavish detail and decoration on the sumptuous costume, architectural details and landscapes. Fine Tudor tapestries like this one were woven using a palette of colours to indicate wealth and status. This can be seen in the generous use of bright red and blue colours in the design. The reds would have been made from expensive dyestuffs such as madder or cochineal, sourced from distant countries, including South America. These dyes would have had the added advantage of not fading as quickly as the cheaper dyestuffs available more locally.
To get to the next artwork, turn right and move a couple of steps forward. The next artwork is above an empty stone fireplace. Just to note, there is no wooden barrier in front of this piece.